listener production. Most of the cost of living pain confirmed, Aussie wages growing at a fraction of the rate of inflation, and three sleeps to go before Election Day. We'll check in with Albo and ScoMo on the campaign trail. It's Wednesday, May 18. I'm Isabel Everett, and this is your afternoon news briefing. Let's start with the election, and there's some fresh ammo for Labor, who's been attacking the coalition over cost of living pressures. Today's wage price index shows our salaries have risen at just a third of the rate of inflation this past 3 months. They've jumped 0.7% compared to 2.1%. Scott Phillips from the Motley Fool and Good Oil podcast on Listener explains what this means for workers.
So the good news is it's the fastest quarterly growth in the best part of 6 years. That's a real positive. Unfortunately, it's way down on the sort of wages growth we were getting in 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, when we got almost a 4.5% annual wage growth.
While the PM says wage growth isn't the problem, but inflation, which is largely driven by factors beyond the government's control. He's also likened his opponent to Forrest Gump after Anthony Albanese copped some criticism for hastily cutting a press conference short when asked about his budget plans. Scott Morrison seizing on the walkout.
I mean, yesterday, Anthony Albanese did the full Forrest Gump when it came to being asked about his costings. Off he was, running, run, Forrest, run.
But Albo's been up at the National Press Club today with ScoMo, the first PM in over 50 years, not to attend the traditional pre-election event. Anthony Albanese says ScoMo has it wrong when he claims the Labor leader's not up to the job of becoming our next PM, pointing to those infamous first-week slip-ups where Albo couldn't quote the job lists or interest rates. But he says that doesn't mean he's not ready to move into the lodge.
Scott Morrison is wrong. What I've done during this campaign is outline a plan for economic growth, a plan for investing in infrastructure, the NBN, childcare, making things here that would all contribute to economic growth.
Away from the campaign trail and in New South Wales, the state's Attorney General has announced there'll be another inquiry into whether Kathleen Folbig should be released from jail. She was convicted of murdering three of her children and the manslaughter of a fourth in 2003. Her legal team argue there's scientific evidence which shows a genetic mutation could be responsible for the death of two of the children. And women are on track to be offered paid period pain leave every month in Spain. The social security system, not employers, would pick up the tab for the medical leave. The government has approved the bill, which will now go before Parliament. Listener.